Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of the Trouble Troy Show tonight. We got a, let me see, Mr. Rogers, if you on, man, press the one button. And come on, tell everybody about your show, and Alley Cat, if you on, press the one button, so. To tell everybody about your upcoming event, man. Other than that, man, I hope everybody had a great weekend of racing, man. If you wasn't down at Hell at the Dell, it was a damn good event. And wonderful turnout.
It was a hell of a show. Hell of a show, JP. Hell of a show.
Man, hell of a show, man.
I ain't mean to step on you real quick, but, yeah, man, I wanted to – hold on, let me get off the Bluetooth.
I wanted to sit and personally thank everybody that made the trip down to Hell at the Dell this weekend, man. A lot of new faces, a lot of faces that we see all the time. I appreciate
y'all
taking time out on Halloween, man, to come spend it with us. Man, we had a hell of a show.
Hell of a turnout. Gangs on 28th went great. 580. We had 580. Gangs on 28th. The bike shootout. And we had the hit list, man. Everything turned out great. Track was on kill all night long. Had a few grudge races. Richard Jackson went into battle. Ben Armstrong, DC. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all did y'all thing. Shout out to Joey. Joey from, but he from out that way. Him and Kane got it on. First round of the shootout and the little grudge, right? But, man, it was just an awesome event, awesome turnout, man. I can't thank y'all enough for coming out. But, man, hopefully next year, man, we can do it again, bigger and better. I can't look at the show right now. I don't know if Dog on right now, but he could whatever. But I'm going to shout out to Racers, man, that won the classes. We had Sergio Flacco. He won the Gangsters on 28. He took that bag home. And shit, we had Timmy Stubbs, Stubbs Army. They won the hit list. They took the bag home. 580, the Possessed car. I don't know the guy's name of that. And I'm not sure the gentleman name that won the bike class. But, man, it was a hell of a show. They did their damn thing. Back to you, JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Rogers pressed the one button, man. Be on here yet and do his due diligence on letting everybody know, you know, give his thank yous and all that good stuff, man. Hold up, there you go. Come on, Mr. Rogers.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, piggyback on with Troy, damn, they covered it all. I mean, I feel the same way, man. I appreciate everybody who came out and checked us out and, you know, spun time with us, enjoyed itself, hopefully, you know, put on a good show for them, and, you know, we appreciate it. You know, they could have been doing other things, but they chose to spend it with us on Halloween, and we're thankful for it. You know what I mean? Like you say, Flacco won the game zone 28 shootout. Timmy Stubbs won the hit list. I can't think of this gentleman's name. Skinner. His name is Skinner. The Passion 580. He won the 580. Local Joker, John Conover, the local guy. And the street bike is a guy from Dallas. I forgot his name, too. But, you know, those are all our class winners. And, you know, appreciate all the grudge races.
Chris Cross. Was it Chris
Cross?
The gamblers. The bike guy?
Yeah, Chris Cross. That's his name, Chris Cross.
Chris Cross, yeah. Chris Cross, yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate all the gamblers, all the racers, all the, you know, Libyan, DC, Richard Jackson, Joy, Troy. Tim Logan, you know, you don't want to mention that race. Tim Logan and Troy, it was a grudge race. I appreciate everybody, man, who came, didn't, who wanted to come and couldn't. Appreciate it all. Chino for coming out and getting in the games on 28. Brandon Dominique, fresh off the wrist, he came. You know, I appreciate all the guys that came. You know, we had an unexpected guest came, you know, and you, Kyle Kelly, he was down there. You know, we didn't know he was coming, but, you know, he came. We appreciate all of them, man. You know, we was just glad to. Everything went well and went smooth. Everybody enjoyed itself, from what I understand. And, you know, we're just going to continue to put on good shows and going forward, you know.
And who said Evadale don't hook?
Oh, that's by cover. Yeah, somebody said Evadale didn't hook. That's what they told
somebody
me.
Said Evadale didn't hook, man.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker, was, that motherfucker had teeth on it. That son of a bitch was pulling shoes, boots off. Shit. I mean, even when they got cold, that son of a bitch was still hooking.
Yeah, somebody said it didn't hook. That's I remember telling it to, you know, Gary. I said, man, I say, you know, trying to let them guys run for 10,000 this time, 5,000 is cool, but I'm gonna try to double it, you know, because they said even they don't hook, you know. So that's the words I kept beating in his head. And shit, he said, man, you bring it in, it's gonna be right. I said, okay, well, I'm bringing it, so get it right. And it was right. So shit.
It was right, man. It was right, man.
Yes. So I guess on 28 will be 10,000 from now on. As long as we're running the show, it's going to be 10,000. So you got 28 in style car. You think you deal with them gangsters in there? Get ready, because all our shows going to have $10,000 gangs on 28 shootouts. Ain't no sense of backing
man,
up. Now.
I think Kyle Kelly kind of snuck in there. Thought he was going to get him an easy win or something.
I'm just a promoter, JC.
Hey, man, you know, as a fan, you know, I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm thinking the man just thought he was going to come down there, you know, get him an easy win. Shit. But yeah, man, it was a good turnout, man. I enjoyed it. I didn't get to watch as much racing as I would have liked to watch, but, man, I just being up from Friday night to Saturday and just watching the people just from the track going empty Saturday morning to everybody just start piling in there, man, it was just a wonderful event, man. It definitely was one that was needed, and especially at Evadale, man. Track, man. I mean, it definitely was good. Definitely was good. Kyle Kelly came out too, you know, gave the fans something else to appreciate. And man, I saw the kids walking around with the face paintings. I mean, you know, but the only thing I would encourage, man, for the next Halloween, when this man at all the races bring candy, man, because the kids was walking out through the pits looking for candy, and I was kind of upset that I didn't have no candy.
JP,
you know,
JP,
they walking.
I had candy. Candy in my trailer all day. I had 3-4 bowls, man. My bowls.
I'm just thinking for me, man, and a lot of other people that probably didn't bring candy, man. We should have bought candy. I know I should have, because for them kids to walk way back there where I was getting them back, man, and they was looking for candy.
Well, we had announced on the page to bring candy. You know, candy is welcome for the kids, and we was giving away free candy ourselves. But, you know, some of those races be so busy with their cars, man. I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, kids come through there, and you know, some guys just be focused on what they're doing. So I didn't want to kind of make it mandatory or even give them some candy to give to the kids, because some folks, you know, they're anti-social at times.
Yeah. Yes, but man, it definitely was a good one, man. You definitely outdid yourself, as you do each time. It's getting better and bigger. And man, I just hope that it continues to keep on growing, man. I just hope it continues to keep growing to eventually, man. Well, maybe it's gonna have to turn into a 2-day event, you know.
Well, we trying. We definitely trying. It's not because of lack of time. So we gonna get it. And my boy.
Yeah, I'm speaking
Troy
the 2-day. I'm speaking the 2-day event in your future, man.
Well, Troy came in there and handled his business with his folks, man, and you know I appreciate. I know he do all kind of stuff. He work. He's a father. He do all kind of stuff, man. I appreciate it all though. He came in there and picked right on up and got things going and rolling.
Yes, sir, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate everybody, man. All of the Hill and the Dale staff,
drive,
man.
Too. He drive race cars, too. Let me get that out of here. He drive race cars, too, because in the mix of all that, he put Tim Logan back on the trailer and, you know, wasn't ducking no wreck as usual. So,
and all he did was blow the horn.
He mocked the town.
I was confused.
That's all it takes on JP.
He blew the horn. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? He just blew the horn and the race over. He's like, damn.
Now, well, when he shook it down, I saw some guys fall off. Some guys fell out in the glue. A couple of guys when he shook it down.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't shake it down. It was like it's like on a like you playing football and you get a free play. You know what I mean? So you just get a free play. Yeah, and that's what he did. He had a free pass, so he just went on and took it down through there. And a couple of guys fell out, and all this other stuff. So he lost a couple of races on that, too. But oh well.
Oh well.
Florida bound, here we come. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. There's always Florida. I was just about to say that. Oh well.
It's always Florida. Fuck it. Oh well. Shit, spin it off that. Hey, spinning off that, dog. Hey, anybody looking for action this Sunday, this weekend? Hit dog up, let us know.
Hmm.
Hello.
Yeah. We'll be in the bush.
All right. Let's see, man. Alley Cat, where's you at? Let me see, man.
Now you gotta look for Allocate. You got a race coming up.
Man, look, hey. All I can say, man, next year is gonna be a whole new ball game, man.
Uh oh.
Gonna be a whole new ball game, man.
What? Hit me on the back line. I want to be in the mix, so that way I won't mess up.
I put on the front line. I ain't gonna put on the front line today.
Hey, you can put on the front line in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Huh? Put on front line when?
Yeah, I said you can put it on the front line in 10 minutes. You ask me.
Hey, I can.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, I can. You know, that basically next year is going to be a new ball game, basically. If you're promoters and y'all want to promote y'all show, we give y'all a free platform to do such. If you don't take advantage of it, then we will not be advertising your shows for you or putting your flyers up on the show. So, therefore, if you want us to do such, then you would need to reach out to either me or Troy and let us know that you're going to be coming on, and you're going to be coming on time. We ain't got to be looking for you, and we need you to have your stuff together when you do come on to promote your show. If not, it's just going to move on like you ain't got a show going on, man. You know, this is not for us. It's for y'all, man. It's for the fans. It's for the racers and for the promoters, man. We're giving y'all a platform. Take advantage of it. If not, it's to the point the platform might just disappear and we'll go back to doing nothing.
Yes, sir.
Because
everybody. I'm proud of you right now, man. I'm proud of you right now.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Everybody got to do their part, man. You know, like me and Troy.
And see,
we take time out of our day,
JP, right,
to do this.
And I don't think they understand that it takes all of us. It takes the promoters. Just for this show, I'm just speaking of. It takes the promoters, the racers, and the fans to speak up on this show. Me and JP can't just talk to K-Dog all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? He's on here. He know he got a race coming up. He on here on time, whatever. And what JP said is the truth, you know. Yeah, the show is mainly to get locked in races, but we try to make the platform for the state of Texas because the state of Texas don't have a show. And we try to give all promoters from damn the East Texas all the way to North Texas, you know, it's an open platform for y'all. And so we try to keep it open for y'all for the first 30 minutes of the show, and then we get on to what we get on, lock in, trying to lock in races or try to get grudge races, therefore, and maybe have a topic or two, but majority of the show was dedicated to have to get lock-ins for the promoted race. You know what I'm saying? It all works with each other. And if we can't do one, we can't do the other. You see what I'm saying? And that's to the point where me and JP getting frustrated with the ordeal is because we need participation to make it happen. Just like, dog, you need people to participate at your race to have a race. It all works together, and the same goes as this show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's what I say, you know, and we, you know, and I'm going to do better as far as trying to do some different stuff, you know. I really would like to kind of get, we kind of did it a little bit, but I would really like to kind of get the local shops, local guys to come on here and kind of, you know, promote their shops and what they do that people might not know about, might need their services, maybe even get some, you know, some outside people on here to kind of, different things for the race community to where, you know, maybe we can get some discounts on some stuff or just to give out some valuable information that might be needed. You know, like I was thinking about getting the guy out here that does the race car insurance for people that might not have it, you know. I spoke with him personally and, you know, I feel like everybody with a car should have it. So, but we're going to do some different stuff, man. But we definitely need crowd participation. If not, it won't be a show. Let me see. Alicat, come
on. Hey, man, I apologize, man. I'm at work, man. I apologize, man. I'm in the house now. Let's get it on, baby. That's what we've been doing for a while now. Let's get it on. It's going to be locally at your racetrack, HMP, this weekend. This coming Saturday. Gates open at 3 o'clock. If I was your guy, can you get there early? Make Dean open them gates up a little early so we can get in there and get this race started, get it on, man. So we got some good grudge racing that's going to happen. We got the main event. We got one of the biggest races all year in grudging that's going to happen between Miss Graham and Bushnell. This is going to be for the cookies. This is going to be for the cookies. This is for everything we've been waiting for right here. The rematch is going down. Got to be in the lanes at 8:30. Both cars suited up, ready to go. 8:30. Don't miss it. We're going to have about 580, 7-0. And we're going to have some more grudge racing. We got two 580 guys want to go at it later on that night. And we got about five other grudges going on. We got some little hitter guys that's going to be in action. That they got their own little shootout. You know, I don't know if Kareem is on here or not. But, man, from my understanding, the schedule going to be gates open at 3 o'clock. The track's supposed to go hot at 4. We're going to try to have a driver's meeting at 5:30, no later than 6. And right after the driver's meeting, we're going in battle. So we don't want to be there too long because we don't know what we're in for. But looking at the weather, the high's supposed to be 80, the low's supposed to be 60. It just depends on what weather channel everybody look at. But we got some good weather. So please come out and enjoy yourself. Don't sit at the trailer. Bring your car. Come on. Let's get a little Chestnut tuning in. And let's get this race started, man. And that's about it, Troy. JP, I apologize. I just got off work, man. I didn't forget about it, but I was in the office talking to my supervisor about something. So I could try to take out work for Florida, you know. But I apologize. I know y'all probably pissed at me, but, hey, I be pissed at y'all all the time. So now we even. All right.
Nah, we ain't even. We ain't even.
We owe you about three more tickets down, Anakin. We for me. Shit. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get King B over real quick. B, your mic open before we go to the next call.
Hey, what's going on, girls? Well,
King,
what's up, fella?
Man, I heard y'all talking about promoting stuff. Man, y'all know I got B&HB Transports. Man, I will transport y'all call. I heard JP, but I'm telling y'all now, don't call me looking for no discount because I ain't got none.
Oh, God damn.
Nah, I'm just messing around, man. I just come over here. I say, ooh, that's my time. That's my cue right there. Let everybody know, hey, come on, let me for some transport, and I ain't giving out no discounts. you know. Nah, I'm just messing around. Nah, I'm just coming in, man. Shouts out to y'all, to K-Dog and the JPs and the Kendra Troy and all that shit y'all had going on this weekend. Good event, brothers. I'm going back on mute. I had a blast.
Hey, brother.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. Yes, sir.
In,
I didn't even know you was there, man. I didn't know you was there. I ain't
even his slick ass was sitting on the wall all night, JP, with a hoodie on. You couldn't really tell it was him until you walk up to him.
What happened? So what you mean, slick and hood? I'm lost. What happened?
Okay, B, did you not have a hoodie on?
Yeah, but I'm saying, is it?
He was hiding,
is
Troy.
No.
Is it wrong for me?
B, you the most guiltiest motherfucker I know. Ain't nobody said it was wrong, man. I just said you was in the cut.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I do, man. I get accused of being so much shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I do. I be wanting to say, wanting to hear, but everybody always lied to me. See what I'm saying? But then y'all get on the phone amongst each other and tell the truth, or then y'all tell the truth for somebody else, and then it'll come back to me. So I be really be pressing the issue by just going telling King the truth off top. I don't be wanting to hear y'all, you know, that's all I'm saying. You said I'm slick,
well,
and I'm like, well, damn,
hey,
what I'm slick about?
Nah, you was just over there in the cut, sitting there next to Mr. Rogers. And I literally had to walk up to you to see if it was you. I know it was you when I see your little skinny ass. I can tell you by a mile away. But I'm just saying, you was just sitting there and didn't come speak to nobody. You was just sitting there chilling. That's all. You good, though.
Oh.
I'll see you in a month, though.
Shit. In Florida?
Yeah.
What's going on there? I ain't going to Florida. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going.
Oh, man, well, goddamn. Well, should I just come up there and just see you then? I catch you on 45 and AirTag then, goddamn. We're going to have lunch.
You know that?
At Denny's at the truck stop.
Well, you know, them my stomping grounds, man. Them my stomping grounds.
Yeah,
you can catch me over there.
I'll bullshit you not, JP. Every time B asks me, I ask B, where you at? 45 and Rayford. Why you always? I mean, every time I talk to that man, is at that same damn location every time, man.
Hey, man, it sounds like you got a good plug.
Gee, I'm gonna have lunch with him one day, goddamn. But shit, let me grab this next caller real quick, man, before I get up out of here. What's that other mic? 208? 832-208?
832-3549. Dre, Mike.
Man, I'm just sitting. I'm just listening, man. Just listening to it.
All right, Mr. Dre.
What's going on? I heard you fellas had a damn good show out there, but it's just unfortunate that I had some other things I had to do, so I wasn't able to make it. But since everybody promoting their businesses on here, let me go ahead and get that Dre security out there. Say, man, anytime y'all got an event or something, y'all need that security, just hit me up.
Yes, sir.
Dre security, huh?
Yeah.
You got a phone number, Dre? I mean, come on, Dre. You got a phone number or something? I mean, how can we find it?
Well, I'm gonna have some business cards printed out within the next 4 or 5 days, so I'll be able to pass the cards out and things, let everybody, you know. I'm gonna post them on the internet and everything. I know a lot of people do the good social media, so I'm gonna post them and I'm gonna pass the cards out all in one. So, hey man, y'all will, you know, the security company will take off real soon.
Well, do you got a phone number right now where they can call?
Well, shit, he just called it out. 832-208-3549.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes,
good
sir.
Good shit, Drake. Good shit, goddamn. Hey, well, since we doing the last free plug your business, anybody else that's got any businesses out there, y'all press the 1 button. JP, go ahead and plug yours. Let's see, we both business owners. Go ahead, JP. I'm after you.
Nah, go ahead, man. I ain't plugging my. I'm just the host, man.
I ain't plugging shit.
Just the host.
But anyway, y'all press one button if y'all want to plug a business.
What about Mr. Rod? What about that Mr. Rogers spotlight down there in Port Arthur right there?
Mr. Rogers, come off mute.
Mr. Rogers spotlight, yeah, you know, hey.
Affordable Auto Enterprises, where we specialize in classic Honda trucks. You want it, we got it. 2735 Gulfway Drive, Port Arthur, Texas. Yeah, 982-7273-409 area code. Or hit me on the back line. Either way, I can take care of you.
So if I come with $500, that means so Mr. Rossi, if somebody come with $500, that means you can put them in something, huh?
No, I can leave them right there in Houston, Dre. I can leave them right there in Houston. Nah, we help. Help out anybody we could, though. Anybody we can, we'll help in some kind of way.
Yes, sir. He ain't got it, he'll get it.
K-Dawg, since you're on here, I want to congratulate you on your show. You had a very good show. I had a good time when I did arrive. You know, the lanes went good. Some very nice hot rods out there. So, you know, we had a good time, man.
Well, thank you.
See you in
March. That means a lot coming from you, sir. And we appreciate it, man, you know.
I wish I got there earlier, but I had some obligations, but I did come and I had a good time, man. And these guys out there, the race community is a real big family, man. I really had a good time. Really did.
So cool. That's the main thing we wanted to be, making people have a good time. Because I go to races too and have a good time too. I ain't going to lie. I enjoy kicking it. See, that's my second pass. That's my pastime. I drive from here every day.
So, K-Dawg, let me ask you a question about next year in March. Ain't you got the next race scheduled? I mean, for when the next one is.
March.
For March, but, man, we having a problem with the date right now, so it's March. I can't say exact date right now because I normally come the week after the 2K2 or whatever that race there, but this year, for some odd reason, they switched the date on me. So now I'm kind of scrambled up now.
Normally, it's
the third week in March, and it's just kind of now we got to scramble up some stuff. But my new date will be out soon.
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. What's on your mind, JP?
Man, not too much, man. I mean, if anybody got something they want to get off their chest, talk about, it is an open forum.
I wanted to talk about this real thing real quick. It ain't got nothing to do with us down here in Houston, but, you know, they had a whole bunch of shit talking on the old interwebs about rates blocking and shit. Somebody said something about another man's car. I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of shit happens like that to our camp, you know, this and that and that, you know. And I kind of wonder, what is the people business or what is the agenda behind it? What they get from by telling other people business, you know, why? You know, I just kind of wanted to know the answer to that and just figure out why does that shit still exist? Especially if it ain't a car you ain't got nothing to do with.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, Troy,
that's what I can say.
If they don't do it, they don't have nothing to talk about. You know, you know, it'll be a mute world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Ain't nothing like some good gossip, whether it's your business or somebody else's business.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you got a point, but at the same time, I feel like it came from a grudge racer, from what I've seen on the post. Talking about somebody else shit, so it's kind of like, you know, it's putting the black eye. I can see if it was a fan, the Facebook fans that's always doing the shit, but, you know, when it comes from a supposed to be respected grudge racer, in the world, you know, one of these grudge races out here. I mean, it to me, it was kind of fucked up.
Well, ain't no such thing as a real. Normally, the grudge races, the old schoolers, we don't undress people's cars. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk times and all of that stuff, you know? Now, these new age guys, they like to do that, undress a car.
Well, this ain't a new age guy, though.
Yeah, that's what fucked me all up.
Damn, so he in his feelings then.
This ain't a new age guy.
Point,
point, point,
drop a name on it. Who is it?
Pretty Tony.
It was Pretty Tony.
The post had Pretty Tony.
But he,
I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? So he said he didn't say this. You know, he basically telling these guys that this car had a big block in it and the car actually didn't. So the other guys didn't want to race, you know, so they didn't want to pay the park out because you were supposed to be small block, you know, that type of shit.
Yo,
you know, that's the same type of shit kind of happens around
here,
you know?
Yeah. You know? To me, I think the first mistake of it all.
That's what you know?
Yeah. I think the first mistake of it all was not having a dependable, not having a DP man. That was the first mistake. If they would have had a DP man, all that shit could have been avoided because
JP,
the money would have been locked in.
Hold on, JP. I'm bringing the back line to the front line. We had that shit.
Come on.
That debate about having a DP. I'm sorry, but motherfucker, I ain't gotta have a DP on a funky ass $500 or $1,000 race. Come on. You know what I'm saying? That's what gets me. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody can't have a DP man. I don't never have a DP man. I take everybody for what they worth. Some motherfuckers work what they hold, but some of them ain't. But the deal is, you know who to fuck with and know who not to fuck with. But I don't think every motherfucker should have a DP race. Now, a big caliber race must have a DP man. I can get that. But, you know, $1,500 race, $500 race, I don't think requires a damn DP man.
But the question is, why do you gotta get burnt for $500 to realize you need a DP man? That's my issue.
But see, the fucked up thing about it, when it fucked up, the race wasn't locked in. That's the problem. That's what the whole shit was about. But the race was never locked in. It was just the fact that they were so mad that they went, this grudge racer went to go say something and, you know, whatever. And the race didn't get off. Well, I think it was locked in. You're right. You shouldn't get burned by
I think it was locked in.
I think it was locked in.
They were talking about the DP. They're talking about DP money, but I don't know. Me being a fresh
I get Joel
shit,
mess ass on here. He should know.
I'm a want a DP man. I don't give a fuck. You know, like
yeah,
somebody
I
in my camp.
These some bitches
if
are so sick and they liars.
Now see if K Dog say, well, hey, he good for it. We don't need a DP man. Then I'ma trust K Dog word. But if it's somebody that we don't gamble with or he don't gamble with or we don't know. I want a DP man. I don't give a fuck if it's $100. Give me a DP man. That way, no matter what happens, if I do some slick shit, they do some slick shit, they can get paid, and it's good for business.
Right.
Ain't nobody got no bad business. But once you start putting bad business out there, you know, it kind of, even if you ain't do nothing too fucked up, no matter what
I
you
mean,
do,
JP,
just,
how many
it's turning into bad business.
Hey, how many times we heard a DP man not do what he's fucking supposed to? You know what I'm saying? So
True.
That shit don't matter
True.
Shit either. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
you can fuck around
yeah,
and grab
true.
The wrong motherfucking DP, man. Like the shit with Bushnell and fucking Bushface now. That green car. Them boys are supposed to get $500.
They didn't have a DP
man that lives up that way. They had a DP man.
No, they did have a DP man.
That motherfucker
ain't no DP man. That motherfucker ain't no DP man.
We,
no goddamn
we had a PD man.
But like I say,
well,
I ain't gonna get into that story. But sometimes, you know,
what
I'm saying, it just boiled down to it to the fact that motherfucker honor your bet, pay your debts, and to be done with the shit. A lot of this shit could be avoided. If you can't afford to lose whatever the fuck you lock in, don't lock the shit in. DP or no DP, you know what I'm saying? If you can't be a gentleman about the shit. It has to be some accountability and gentlemen in this kind of racing. I shouldn't have to argue with you because I won. I had to argue with a motherfucker about my race. But it's the simple fact, I don't like arguing because I get mad because I come to track, have a good time. It's, you know, the rules are set. These are the rules we race by. We've been racing by for fucking 15 years, whatever the case may be. Shit ain't too hard. We make this shit so complicated, it's to the point where shit gets, it turns you off and want to race a motherfucker. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You got to have a goddamn 15 motherfuckers with you to go collect your money.
Yeah, what you was arguing about, though?
That I moved?
How you moved and the car cut off?
I have no idea. But I moved, you know what I'm saying?
and it got to the point where look, I seen the post, and he left before 7 seconds. I can see if he sat there 7 seconds and left. He left.
Right. Yeah. But see, and that's the thing. And see, I can't see none of that. I really didn't even say nothing about that race. Because to me, I know everybody say a win is a win, but I like to drag a motherfucker, you know, to let them know. That's me. I wasn't raised that way, this and that. I'm still taking it as a win, but I really would like to drag your ass. I dragged your ass, I talk about it. But since I didn't, I let it go. But
did you move?
No, I didn't move, Cat. I didn't move a muscle.
Did you get paid?
I ended up getting paid after arguing about 15 minutes about this shit, but, you know, why? You know, everybody always looking for that easy out because you fucked up.
Oh,
that's why I'm getting on the face.
Now you're figuring it out. Yeah, everybody looking for easy.
Oh, no, I've been
figuring
that shit out. I've been figuring that out. You know, just like if somebody wants something soft because they think, oh, yeah, I can get that motherfucker. He don't run by shit. And then when you go dust the motherfucker off, oh, okay, where y'all at? You know, that's what's wrong with this shit. That's why I'm just saying. It just frustrates me. And to the point where, like, God damn, man, it is not that. It ain't that crucial. It got to the point where I said, man, you
shit.
Keep that fuck ass fire. I'm telling you, it's like.
I want mine.
But I do, too. But I look at it like this. I try to stay non-confrontational. You got to know me for a long time. You know, I feel like I get it back, and you not going to get it back. You know what I'm saying? I try to count my blessings where they at and let them stay. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I was raised or whatever. But I knew I did. And then when my son showed me the video, he said, man, your tie didn't even rope. And which it didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's like, fuck, I'll pay. But, you know, my bad, I did take off. You know, I got that, you fucked up, but I'm going to still pay kind of deal. So it wasn't the joy of the race was gone. If I got to argue with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I like
kinda,
the race split up in this net, but I'm like,
chasing your mouth.
Exactly. And it was like, fuck, I won, but that's some bullshit. I got to argue with you because you fucked up. You know, I ain't got no problem with saying it. You know what I'm saying? If I fuck up, here go your money, man. Good race. You want to do it again? And I even offered that man, you want to do it again? He's like, no. Even though you fucked up, I'm willing to do this shit again.
But if you had a DP, man, you ain't have to worry about shit.
No, not really. I think, honestly, JP,
DP man would have came gave you money and went on by the
DP. Honestly. Let me tell you if I had a DP man. Let me tell you what if I had a DP man. Let me tell you what happened. I have to convince my DP man that's probably not on my side that I didn't move. Just like I had to convince this motherfucker I raced that I didn't move. So that's another motherfucker I got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at shit on some different latitudes of funk-ass $500, you know? So I just had to deal with him instead of dealing with the DP man, and then if he paid me, he going to be mad at the DP. You know what I'm saying? It's just another factor in the motherfucking sum equation that don't need to be in now. You know what I'm saying? It was, I walked up to him. I said, you want to do something? He said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We left. With no lock-in. I can't lock in a $500 race. Well, I guess I lock in a whole pot or whatever. But he said he coming. All right, I pulled my shit to the lane. It was simple as that. But I did not expect, if you told me in a million years that motherfucker was going to argue about that I moved, I would have never thought. It caught me off guard. Caught me off guard so bad, I'm walking to collect my money. He got his hand in his pocket. Oh, man, I'm waiting to get paid. What the fuck are you talking about? You know, that's how it caught me. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? You expect to get paid. Man, you took off. Oh, you moved. What? I'm like, man, my light was still, both of my lights are still on. I had to break it down to my stage and my pre-stage were on. If I would have moved some, one of my lights would have went off. That mean I deep stage, right? I got some races on this phone, I think.
you know.
Yeah, true.
You know, if you roll, your deep stage will come on. Both of my lights are still on. Right. I never moved a muscle. So, and I sprang to him, and his own crew was like, yeah, he got a point, you know, this and that, blah, 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 you know. So, I guess because they said it, you know, it should happen. But there's no hell there. Like I said, hey, Tim Logan, you listening in the background? I take that same race again. We do it like me and do it again. But the shit left a bad taste in my mouth because we had to argue about some shit that was black and white.
Yeah, sir. Got a hand up, but let me see here. Richard Jackson, come on.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I feel you, Troy. Shit, I mean, you know, I guess we all look at it different ways, as we can see.
Yeah, I mean, we all do, but
either
way, damn,
go,
at the end of the day.
I kind of, you know, I feel you. Like you say, you feel like you don't need it. I just feel like, me personally, I'd rather have a DP man in the play that we both agree with, that we know is a trustworthy person. Now, I understand that every track you might not have that DP man that's a trustworthy person, and you might have to just go on the fly and do it, you know.
Well, because,
do it
you
like
know what?
That,
you know, hold on. Let me, before I get off this phone, still at work, before I get off the phone, let me tell you why I believe the way I believe. I'm not a motherfucker that race like everybody else on this phone. I'm that stupid motherfucker, and dog can tell you because he get mad at me every fucking time I do it. I'm that motherfucker that will race you while I'm at the track. I ain't got no time to go fucking look for no fucking DP, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm that motherfucker that will race you while I'm in the lane next to you and ask you because dog got on my ass in Dallas. Man, what the fuck you doing, man? Fuck it, ain't number fucking $1,000. Fuck it, let's take it with him. I can't get no DP man. What the fuck? Okay, hold on. Let me go find a DP man. Let me go find somebody to get his money. No. I'm that real live old school motherfucker that I'm still that way, and ain't nothing gonna change.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I say I can't. I mean, now for like I said, for the big races, the races that take 2-3 weeks to get hyped up on, to get off on, get your dick rocked hard, whatever type shit. Okay, yeah, you get a DP
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But for the races, I do shit. I do races on a humding. Shit, I do races because I seen you. Hey, man. Hey, you want to shake? I didn't have no idea Tim Logan was gonna be there. You know, I race them, our cars look the same. We got the same kind of cars. They both down there the same color. Everybody think my car is your car. Everybody think my, you know, vice versa. Fuck it, let's get it on. I ain't got time to tell dog, hey, come here, dog. Come be the DP man that's ready.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I understand.
And, you know, and I'm not saying whatever, but I'm not saying DP is bad or not. That's just whatever.
Yeah.
But in some
but I mean, doing it like you say, doing it like you doing it on the fly. You just like, shit, we in the lane. Fuck it. Come on, lock in 500, lock in 1,000. Shit, we about to go down the
you
track
know
and make
I
a
do
pass
that,
anyway.
You know why I do that, JP? I'm going to make a pass anyway. That's exactly why I do it.
Yeah, I'm going to
make a
pass
anyway.
So fuck it.
And
let
I like
go.
The game.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, let go and do it for a little something, shit.
But I don't know. Shit, that's just me. But like I say, it's just needs to that race blocking shit, that shit needs to stop, man.
Yeah.
Pay your debt
does,
and keep
man.
It moving. If you owe 500 on punk out, pay your punk out. Keep on moving, man.
Especially if you
be
ain't
a man of your word. Yeah.
You ain't in the camp and you talking about somebody else shit, you going to run up and stop a race. Like, you're supposed to let that shit happen. Even if you know a motherfucker that got tricked, hey, they didn't want to get put in the trick bag, not you. You know, I mean, your camp,
yeah,
you
I
as
agree.
A camp, and whoever in your camp, they supposed to do their homework. They not supposed to let it get locked in. It shouldn't take for somebody on the outside to walk up and say whatever and, you know, for you to change your mind on the race. Obviously, you thought you had something sweet when you locked them in, so, shit, don't change your mind now because what somebody else said, and then when you find out what somebody else said wasn't even true, it's even more fucked up. And now you're looking crazy. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see, man. Ain't nobody else hand went up. Yeah, well, anybody else got something to say? Like Troy fell off. He probably called back in. Still on? Hello? Hello? Anybody out there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
God damn, Richard, ain't nobody want to talk to me, man. Shoot, I don't know. Well, you had a couple. Didn't you have a couple races, Richard? Oh, you just had one with Ben.
Yeah, we had one grudge race.
Okay. I thought you had raced Tim Logan, too. I had seen the video of y'all going down through there together, but I didn't know if
no,
it was a grudge
didn't.
Race or not.
We just shut down together. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, anybody else got anything to say? Anybody got something on their mind? Because if not, we're going to exit the stage left because I ain't holding the phone tonight. Well, I guess not then.
Why is everybody not talking tonight? This is race weekend. There's supposed to be some lock-ins or something going on the damn phone.
Hey, Drake, guess what?
What?
Man, I'm not begging. I'm not asking. I got the flow open. If ain't nobody saying nothing, man, I love y'all. Alicat racing this weekend.
Hey, JP.
HMP. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want your leg back?
What? I'll be there.
Okay.
I didn't get in the gumbo, JP.
It ain't my fault, Alex.
I did not get in the gumbo. Okay. Okay.
It's not my fault, sir. You didn't come down there.
Okay.
I had bread, beans, and rice. I had gumbo. All kind of stuff.
Hey,
sir.
What you going to have this weekend,
you,
sir?
You,
I don't know, man.
I'm
gonna be spectating. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna be spectating. Yeah, by the time I get out,
put some cheese for you.
Man, we could do that one day. By the time I get out of work, I'm gonna be coming straight to the track, man. Let's see, 817-6258. I think that's Mr. Jackie, Mike Oprah.
Yes, sir, JP. How y'all doing, man? I just want to tell you and Troy, man, we really appreciate what y'all do on here with this, getting a lot of information out to people, what's going on in different places, different times, what's really happening out there. For us, they can't make it to the races. We get on here and listen, see what happened, what took place, and all that. Really appreciate what y'all do, and everybody else that races, got a business, and y'all try to do business with your other races. Sometimes it's a wonderful thing. I'm going to give a shout-out to Chino, man. I wrecked my stuff up here in Dallas. Couldn't get nobody want to act right with it. A man said, bring it down there, and he got it. Looks like he's got it just about ready to go. So looks like an outstanding job he's done. So got to give that man a shout-out. And still, we're trying to get in the lanes together. It don't matter. We can still race. So That's what's coming up here pretty soon.
I thought you was part of Chino Camp when I seen that call over there.
No, sir.
I thought he bought the car.
Just doing business with fellow racers, man, trying to keep this shit 100.
Yes, sir. It's business.
So,
it ain't never personal. It's always business.
Yes, sir. Now, can y'all educate me on... What's HMP doing for a winter schedule on Sundays?
That's a good question, Mr. Jackie. I pretty much believe that Dean usually keep the track open because he still got a couple of events going on. We got Alicat.
Right.
And then I know he got something on the 21st. He got another event on the 21st, which is a Saturday. So I'm assuming he's still going to be open on Sundays. All the way up until then, maybe a little longer. I'm not for sure, though. But
okay.
I'll definitely try to get with Dean and find out.
I think he usually closes like mid-December. And opens back up in January.
Say about mid-December, Rich?
Yeah, I think about it usually.
I think it was the he closed the second weekend in December. I think he opened it back up around the middle of January, maybe beginning of February.
Yeah, the MLK race, and he still opens up about the same time.
Yeah, but the MLK day race ain't been going on the last 4 or 5 years, so, I mean.
Yeah, no, but I think he still opens up about the same time as that race used to be.
That's most likely at the end of January.
Okay, so y'all say y'all got a race going on down on the 21st of this month on a Saturday?
No, we got one this week.
Yeah.
I can't make this weekend. I'm just trying to plan some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I think Dean doing another race on the 21st. I don't know if it's the radio in the park or something. Yeah, I think it's the radio in the park race he's doing on the 27th.
Yeah,
the 21st, whatever it is.
That's a what? What do you think that is?
That's a Saturday. Yeah, November 21st, Jackie. The radio in the park race that Dean
November? November? Okay.
Yeah, November 21st, yeah.
Oh, hell, it is November, ain't it? Shit, I done forgot.
Yes, sir.
Well, time flies.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the info, guys. Y'all keep up what y'all doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, man, ain't nobody
As far as that shit Troy was talking about, I understand, because I do the same thing. I don't really need no DP, man. If we can't get it together, then you know what? I just don't fuck with that person no more. You know what I mean? I do this shit for enjoyment, I'm not trying to pay no house payments off this shit. Build a car and enjoy
it.
So.
Yeah, and I mean.
But anyway, that's my 2 cents. You know, so.
But it's actually bad. It's actually bad when it's like that, Mr. Jackie. When you raise it for a few $100 like that, and you still got to argue about it. It just, I kind of understand Troy. It kind of make you feel a certain kind of way. Cause hell, we ain't racing for $5,000. We're racing for $500.
Yeah, I can agree to that. But I mean, I'm not taking anybody's side. But you don't never know what You don't ever, because I don't know the gentleman that well. I've met him, but I mean, you don't never know what somebody might have told him when he came back around or something, you know.
Yeah,
so, you got to remember, there's only one good side. There's two good sides to every story, you know.
There's always three sides. Both parties and the truth. But, yeah. I don't know, man. But
JP, can you hear me? Hey, I just want to.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Don't forget about Red's family. Keep him in your prayer, you know, because he passed away Sunday morning.
Man, I forgot all about that, man. I do apologize, man. Yes, most definitely, man. Red, that was a crazy thing, man. I seen him at the track Saturday, man. And man, I just keep his family in prayers, man, and all that, man, and lift them up, man, this time, man. I know it's anybody to lose somebody is always difficult. And for me and Troy, man, everybody on the show, man, I just know, just looking at the post, I know a lot of people know him. He's touched a lot of people. Definitely was involved with a lot of people in the racing community, man, and I've seen them numerous times just at different shops when I be around, and man, that was, that kind of was a slap in the face for me, because I was just like, damn, I just seen him at Evadale, so it just goes to show, man, like, everybody need to, stay prayed up, whoever you pray to, man, and just, that's all I can say, man. Just be a person that, a caring person showing love, man. Because you don't never know when. You don't never know when, man. That's definitely so, man. But yeah, Mr. Richard, that was definitely one. When I seen that, I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, definitely kind of hard to pitch when you see them the night before. That's for sure, you know. And
yeah.
Things good and okay. So just goes to show you never know.
Definitely never know, man. You definitely never know when that man upstairs gonna say it's time for you to come on home, man. So just gotta be right with him and be right with everybody, man. Have your business in order. Most definitely, man. But yeah, man, I don't know. Ain't nobody else got nothing on their mind, man.
JP, how's that old car coming? You about ready?
I'm getting ready for Alicat ass. I'll be ready by the first of the year. I'm going to slap the fucking glasses off his goddamn face. Tired of him calling me and fucking with me and all that bullshit all the time. Every time I see him, I'm sick of him. So my plan is to make sure he the first goddamn one I go after.
Damn.
I hope he listening. He's still on the show. I hope he listening. If not, I hope somebody give him the memo. I'm sick of him, Mr. Jackie. Always picking on me and stuff. But yeah, hopefully I'll be by the time the race season crank back up, I should be ready to go. I'm ready for it. I'm tired of spectating now. Time to go out there and have a dog in the fight.
Can we get an ETA, please? Or something? Or
2021, beginning of the race season. That is the plan. If everything goes as planned and you know it's in the right hands now, so I feel like it's gonna happen before the end of the year.
Okay, well you don't put a date on it now. You can't be like Rambo, whatever they call him. You can't do that shit now.
Hey, Mr. Jacket, I guarantee you. I'm gonna have a running car for goddamn Rainbow, dude. Shit. I might look. Then I'll be able to lock Rainbow in. Every time he get on the show talking shit, I'm just tell him lock in. Oh shit, might have spoke him up. Let's see.
Yep, y'all getting wired up.
9202.
Man, don't bring my name up. I'm over here sitting on this show just to try to be peaceful. I had my varsity done everything. Don't you do this. You're not going to be ready for me.
Rainbow.
It's going to be some rainbow. You're going to see nothing rain and some bowl. You're going to be walking around there skipping like a little girl with pink bowls on his head. That's what he's going to get. Don't you bring my name up. Don't you talk about me. I'm on here defend myself like I was. Just so happened I was on here defend myself.
Well, you hear what 2020 singing?
Yeah.
Good night, sweetheart. Doo-doo.
Listen, I understand. Y'all know how motorcycles are. So now I'm in the Uno Torch motor. So now I just got to make my pick. So it ain't me. It wasn't me this year. It wasn't me the last year and a half.
Hey, Rambo, with the kind of money you be spending and be talking about you doing over there?
No, I got receipts.
I think you just got the wrong fucking motor builder. They got some good goddamn motor builders around Texas, man. I think you just going to the wrong one.
You know what? I should have went to Jeff Niles, like I said at first. I should have went to him. But see, I didn't think that he was
going
to be going because I talk shit. What?
He can't be going to Backyard Bobo.
I mean, if I went to Jeff Niles, I know he's a businessman. You know, I think he could have cooperated pretty good. We had a good relationship one while. I just never let him do a motor for me. But if this motor only needs to freshen up, and he's known for making pop, I should have went to him. I ain't no shame of my game. I should have went to him, but I didn't. So I won't make no more mistakes now. You know, since my brother's gone, I make mistakes because I don't really know. So my mistakes be costing me money. So, New Year, I just can't go out like this, man. I'm in my feelings right now because I really want to race. I really want to get out there and crack some ass and compete. I promise y'all I want to compete. And I promise y'all this. I put this on everything I love. Anytime I get any one of these motherfuckers motivated and get in this car, the world would not be safe with me around, bro. It would never be a bored week. I'm going to tell something, man. And y'all already know, with me with the gun, I'm going to shoot, man. I can't shoot right now. I want to talk shit. I miss being on the show and can't talk shit like I want to. But, man, I am going to be shit. I got a cat when I race. I didn't race when we were together. I didn't race when they didn't want to do it. I'll make them happen. Give them motherfuckers five or six cars on the street. So I'm the one that has to go ball, man. I just ain't got that behind me right now. Now I got my own machine. It's going to be crazy, man. I promise y'all it's going to be crazy. I'm tired of talking. I heard somebody a while ago say he's tired of spectating. I understand it. I'm not going to spectate that motherfucker. But guess what? They've been spectating now for 2 years and I haven't come.
Yeah, Rambo. We've been having this show going on for a while, and you've been in the wind tunnel and the paint shop and the motor shop. Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on with you. Hopefully we see you out in 2021 or 2022.
Man, myself, man, but guess what? I'm not going to say this year. I know this year's over with, almost. It's over with. It's done for me. So I'm not going to say that right now. I'm not going to say when I'm coming. Because I don't want to cheat myself. I might pop up on the first of the year. I might pop up me. I ain't going to say. That's all I'm going to give. I can't even go no further with my car. I got to put my computer. I got to put all my shit. I ain't going to put in that car. My shit sitting there with dust on. No, man. I need that ball, man. I am going, it's nobody going to better escape me because I'm going to be ready to fuck them all up.
Well, Rambo, hey, man. It was good to hear your voice.
I know. But, I understand.
Ain't nobody, ain't nobody else talking about shit. I knew you'll come out the goddamn bushes, god dog. Hold on, let's see. Nobody else can raise their hand up. 281-0071. You might go.
Yes, sir. This is Bobby Hutcherson. I was getting on to talking to you shit. I was getting on to tell Troy Jackson, Richard Jackson, any of you guys down there in Houston or any of the Dallas guys or whatnot that might be listening. I appreciate everybody's support on the Rapples here lately on our little fire sale we're doing getting out of drag racing. I just want to let everybody know I appreciate that if they're on here listening.
All right. Good deal. 713-7887. Your mic open.
Hey, JP. This is Greek, man. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, Nick?
Not much, man. Hey, I just want to say thank you this past weekend for the food, man. It was incredible, man. The hospitality, that race was really nice. I enjoyed watching it, and can't wait for the next one, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Nick.
Glad
thank
you enjoyed yourself, man. Glad you enjoyed yourself, brother.
But you know what I want to say, you know, sometimes I be getting shit, you know what I'm saying? When I do come out of my car,
King B,
I
you
want
might
people
go.
Like,
want people like who?
Like DJ, where they at? Most, what is it? what they call
King B.
Guess what? I want emotional. I want DJ Bird.
Rambo, they don't come on the show. If you notice, you ain't heard DJ on the show because he ain't ready.
Exactly.
He ain't ready.
No, but he never was ready. He tried to embarrass me, but it didn't even work. Now he realized that I really probably smelled the feeling from my coffee, bro. For the bag went out that hole and put me back in the machine shop. He walked by people's shops looking to see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? People do that. You know, you can't hide.
Yes.
When they know your car broke, they don't want to talk shit. When they know your car broke and being ready, get quiet. DJ. Yeah.
Well, hey man, anybody got anything else on their mind before we get out of here? Well, I definitely ain't gonna take the show on tonight, man. Ain't nobody got nothing to talk about. I appreciate everybody and everything, man, and the support, man, and I guess we'll see y'all next week, man. Same channel, same time, and hopefully we can get a little bit more going on, man. We out.